Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Game. I was with my wife and two boys, and we were watching them warm up. And then we go over, the team had warmed up, and they go back in the locker room to get ready to run out. And so we're standing there. The kids like to give the players five when they run by, and my phone rang. And I know the three guys that were flying the airplane. They had two pilots and then a safety pilot to make sure they don't get too low, that type of thing. And my phone rings, and it's the safety pilot who's up in the 777. And I answer, and he goes, "Hey, our ground communication with the guy who was supposed to tell us if we're early, if we're late, to time the flyover, we completely lost him." I'm like, "All right, I got you." So I went over to the side of the field, and I'm like, "All right, the band is on the field. The flag corps is out.
Wow.
The anthem just started."
Unbelievable.
And it was fast. I mean,
yeah.
You didn't notice that. I know you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so they played the anthem fast. So I'm singing it to him. So he knows where we are in the national
anthem.
Yeah, it was not a good rendition. Nobody who heard is going to want me for the next home game doing that. But yeah, so we got them over the flyover. Yeah, right. They were a little late, but it wasn't too bad.
No, that's awesome, man.
So I was happy to save the day. But the FWS on the bottom of the airplane, did you see that?
Yes.
Frederick W.
Yes.
Smith?
Yeah. Yes. Great touch.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. By the way, you did, in fact, post on December 2015, Barry Odom.
And that was my last post?
It was one of them. You posted you also posted a photo of Barry Manilow. I think you were just going through your famous Barry.
I believe he was also a candidate at that time.
Yeah, and they ended up...
A candidate for what? I'm not sure.
They ended up going with, fortuitously, Mike Norvell, so...
Oh, good choice.
Yeah.
Good thing I wasn't on the hiring committee.
Yeah, and you did say, "I absolutely love it." Home run, University of Memphis Press. So, one for one there.
David Rudd.
That's right.
My boy David Rudd.
That's right. Yeah. Great president for the university, no question about it. He is Chris Powers, the Ball Slayer. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks, John.
I appreciate you, man, as always.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you
very
much.
You're doing
great. Yeah, I'm producer for the Jeff Calkins Show. Unbelievable. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jeff will join us at 1:25.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. I will certainly do that. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. And that's where they come in. They are spectacular. They're going to show up on time. They're going to stay on budget. Whether you're moving in Memphis, out of Memphis, cross town, cross country, man, they can handle that for you. That's the great thing about Black Tie. They're just simply the best. But you got to get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving, change the mood in the city of Memphis.
Man, what a day.
Wow.
Oof.
Bruce Pearl
has
retired. And again, thanks to Chris Powers for joining us there.
Yeah.
That last segment, I always get to catch up with Chris. But Bruce Pearl has retired at Auburn, and his son, Steven, is expected to be the head coach for the upcoming season.
Wow.
You know, just sort of, I can say, you guys know I'm in these college basketball circles. This has been softly speculated on for even going back to the summer. It's just been something that has come up. Bruce is 65.
Yeah. a young 65, I think.
A young 65,
right?
For sure, but he's 65.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been coaching basketball for a long, long time. Yeah. And so I don't think it's really like out of nowhere. He's been at Auburn for 11 years. He's done an amazing job at Auburn. He's done an absolutely amazing job at Auburn. But he's 65. He's been there for 11 years. He's been to the Final Four twice. And I think, you know, listen, at some point you say, I've done enough. My career, I've done enough.
Right.
And this is really –
Here's the setup.
He's getting his son the job.
Yeah.
He's getting his son the job. And by the way, this is exactly what Kelvin Sampson is going to do with Houston.
It'll be the same timing type deal?
You know, exactly. Make no mistake about it. The timing is probably the most important part of this. That, you know, he didn't do this in March of last year. Do you think Bruce Pearl woke up on September 22nd and decided, well, you know, today's the day?
No,
he did not do that. He did that because he wanted to make sure that he gave his son Steven the chance to you know, get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll see.
Thoughts on that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, Steven Pearl's never been he's been an assistant. I have no clue. I think Bruce is one of the best college basketball coaches of the modern era. And while there are other parts of this discussion, I would just like to say and extend my appreciation for Bruce Pearl, because I just have always been a fan of his basketball teams.
Yeah.
Going to a place like Auburn, it's easy to say now, but when he took the job in 2014, Auburn was a mess. Auburn had no history other than Charles Barkley. They were irrelevant in the SEC. I mean, Auburn was desperate. That's why, you know, I mean, Bruce Pearl, you got to go all the way back to it. He was coming off the show cause. He still had a show cause when Auburn hired him.
Yep.
But they were so desperate for relevance that they were willing to hire a coach who had a show cause.
Smart on them.
Very smart on them.
Yeah.
And it's paid off.
Yeah.
And he has taken Auburn from a irrelevant bottom tier SEC team to a perennial national championship contender. They didn't get there, but they got to two Final Fours, six tournaments. They've won at least a share of three SEC regular season titles and two SEC tournaments, 246 and 125 at Auburn. I think you just have to give it up to the guy for being an amazing basketball
coach. No question.
And honestly, an ambassador for the sport of college basketball. Like he, you know, when I think about Bruce Pearl, I think about high passion, high energy, just fun.
Well, you
just
think of him taking his shirt off of game days and all that stuff, coming even to Memphis when Josh was here, he showed up.
He just was everything you want, you know, in a basketball coach. Mm-hmm. It's just the truth. He won. His team's defended. He had talent. I mean, you know, just a really freaking good basketball coach. Obviously, he was at Tennessee, was at Milwaukee, was at Southern Indiana, and now – you know, he's calling it a career, you know, with Auburn. He also went to the tournament all six of his seasons with the Vols. Don't underplay that either, because it's not like Tennessee was in a great spot when he took over. Took him to Sweet 16, took him to the Elite Eight three times for the Sweet 16, once for the Elite Eight. Of course, was fired after the whole barbecue thing in light of the NCAA. But in terms of on the court, he was just as good as it gets. Bruce Pearl was a freaking great basketball coach. And honestly, I don't know what's next for him. You know, politics have been talked about. But in terms of the sport of college basketball, man, he is going to be missed. You'll give Stephen Pearl a shot. But it's going to be hard for there not to be a big drop-off.
Oh.
It's going to be – just with anybody that Auburn would hire. I mean, you know, it's just going to be tough. Man, shout out to Bruce Pearl. You know, maybe we didn't always agree. We wouldn't always agree on sort of the way he did things, you know, in certain cases. But, like, there's just no arguing with the results. There's just no arguing with what that man did at Auburn. I mean, just in anywhere he's been, honestly. Just one of the winningest coaches, one of the best coaches in college basketball. I'm a fan, obviously, of his teams. And he'll be missed. He'll be missed in college basketball. So best of luck and bon voyage to Bruce Pearl. He was getting out of the game in college basketball. We'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about this, Memphis football, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 99FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. Truth is, when you're listing your home, you need a team that knows the market, that can be realistic with you, straightforward with you, transparent with you, so that everybody's on the same page. I mean, that's where a lot of these real estate deals can go south. Everybody has different expectations. Maybe honesty was not the best policy, but that's never the worry with the Live Love Group. They are super honest, and you will still always be happy with what you get with the Live Love team. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. They're going to get people in your home. They know the analytics. They know what the market's looking for. They're the best, and they're accessible 24/7. Seriously, get with them if you want to sell your home and make the most money. Sold at livelovememphis.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us, actually, on the other side, and we will talk to him about what this Memphis football win means. I don't know if – I know the AP Top 25 came out. I would assume that Memphis did not make it. Do we know –
No.
We don't know how many votes they were getting, though.
I didn't see that. I saw, like, the problem is, like, Illinois is still in the damn poll and got their butts whooped, so they dropped from 9 to 23.
Right.
Instead of just being out, which you and I both can probably agree, Illinois
Memphis
is not a top
23. Memphis is 26, 27, 28, 29. They're 31st in the AP poll. I mean, I told you guys this, not to toot my own horn. I told
you guys said it,
that they would not make the top 25 even if they won.
Right. Well, because of Arkansas being what they are.
They're 2-2. Right. I mean, that's the way it goes. So there will be opportunities for Memphis, but they'll have to win. It feels like, I mean, my guess is you would have to win the next. I think you'd have to win the next three, probably at minimum, to get.
That's fair.
Maybe two, but you certainly have to win at least two. It feels like at FAU this weekend, and then Tulsa at home before you would get. I think consideration because you need other teams to come back or fall out. So, and that will happen because the Power Five teams will keep playing
each other up.
And, so you just have to be kind of the last man standing there. And and they'll be they're 13.5 point favorites this weekend. They'll be a big favorite against Tulsa. So in prime position to do that, but it's going to take a little bit more time. All right, we'll talk to Jeff Coggs about all this and more on the other side. Stick around, Jason and John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Turn FM, ESPN. Who they want? Who they want? Who they want? Jeff Calkins is the host for the Jeff Calkins Show every single day, columnist for the Daily Memphian, and he joins me every Monday. He joins me now. Before we get to Memphis football, there's some there's some breaking news in college basketball.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Pearl stepping down from his post at Auburn, likely going to pursue a career in politics. To run for, I believe, Senate, perhaps?
Senate.
Yeah.
Gabriel's running for governor, and so that's the idea.
Yeah, so it all sounds right to me. But, you know, I was just focusing on the coach part of it. Like, I loved Bruce Pearl. I loved how fiery he was. I loved how his teams played. I loved watching games when Bruce Pearl was involved. And you know, as a fan of college basketball, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah, I give it all that. You know, I once, I once wrote a column talking about what a perfect coach he'd be at Memphis. And I think he would have been a perfect coach at Memphis. I think there was a time he would have accepted the job at Memphis.
Yeah.
He's wildly enthusiastic. He plays a entertaining form of basketball and gets people fired up. Yeah, I'm that's a good thing. Yeah. And obviously his son is going to be taken over. We'll see what happens with Auburn.
Right.
My first job in the business, I was a prep writer in Anniston, Alabama, but then I covered Auburn football and Auburn basketball. Those are the glory days of Aaron Swinson. You remember him?
No.
And, you remember Wesley Person.
Yep.
You remember Wesley Person, don't you?
I do.
He did a lot to inject incredible life into that Auburn program, and he would have been a big hit in Memphis, and I think college basketball will miss him. And I for the record, I would prefer him coaching than I would making national policy decisions. Just me.
Yeah.
It's funny. People will tell me occasionally, like, stick to sports. Okay, not occasionally, all the time, right? And I'm sure people who liked him as a basketball coach, I'm certain that there's a certain segment of his followers who would like be, hey, Bruce, stick to sports, you know, because he was very outspoken and is very outspoken about the things that he thinks. And I do believe that it is all of our rights and whatever to stand up for the things that we believe. And he clearly does on Twitter and elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about that. I just want to keep it to the basketball piece of it for today. College basketball.
I don't need to talk about Bruce for a little. I just assume talk about, there was a big win over the weekend. I don't know if you know this. Memphis football defeated an SEC team yet again.
That's right. That's right.
And so I'd like to celebrate that.
And Sam Pittman has announced he too will be pursuing a career in politics. It was just breaking. So I wanted to hit it head on. But yes, Memphis football beats Arkansas. They were, I think, 31st in votes received in the AP poll. So not quite there yet. Feels like maybe two more wins against the slappies of the American will get you there. When I came in here on Friday, I said, listen, it doesn't guarantee that you win the American if you beat Arkansas, but it would be big for Ryan Silverfield. Do you feel like that was big for Ryan Silverfield to get that win on Saturday?
I think it was big for the entire program, including Ryan Silverfield. Yeah, I mean, it's at a time when you are, for all kinds of reasons, you're looking for excitement in the program. I mean, the truth of the matter is they announced a sellout, but I walked up to the ticket booth before the game kicked off and they offered me to sell me a ticket, So you want enthusiasm for that program. The fact that the SEC isn't going to be playing you much anymore and you can beat yet another SEC team in Memphis, I think, is a real point of pride. The fact that you do want to get the attention of the country. And this doesn't at all guarantee that Memphis is going to be the representative from the group of five in the playoff. But it does guarantee that right now, if you read any story about what's happening in the world of national college football, Memphis is the team that is everyone's talking about now. Memphis has moved to the lead in the whatever. Like, what do you believe it or not? Like, it's changed the conversation about Memphis. It's accelerated interest in Memphis. And it has absolutely, it's a feather in the cap of Ryan Silverfield. And I do think, listen, there's no question. Like, he asked after the game, someone he was asked, is this the biggest win? And the truth of the matter is, I think at the time that they happened, right, the Central Florida win felt bigger. I think at the time that it happened, beating Florida State at Florida State, probably felt bigger, right? I think at the time that it happened, being Mississippi State and Mike Leach felt bigger, but we know what then happened, right? Those don't seem as big in retrospect because we know what happened with Florida State. We know that Memphis went, in all of those circumstances, Memphis then took that momentum and squandered it by losing games, right? So Ryan has done this thing before, win a big game earlier this season against a team that they weren't necessarily supposed to beat. And so now the trick is to go out and capitalize it and do the things that you haven't done before, which is build on this and get to the title game and hell, win the title game. I think though I'm impressed by is I think a lot of people watching that game gave up on the Tigers. And I know some left. You know, when they're down 18, who the hell thought they'd win? Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Ryan does have a way of instilling belief into his team, right? You've seen that in lots of comebacks, whether it's against Mississippi State before or Central Florida before or North Texas before. Like, people don't – his team doesn't let go of the rope. And I think that bodes well. We'll see what happens the rest of the season. But sure, it was big for Ryan. I thought it was big for everybody. Like Ed Scott said to me after the game, big for the city. I think it was big all the way around.
Yeah, no, it was it was great. And I think for all the reasons that you said, especially, it's like when you have you know, it's one thing to have like an individual talent. You know, I mean, Memphis has had individual talents in the past. But it's like when you have a team that really is willing to play for each other in that way, like it can be a – a special season is on the table now, to me. I mean, that's what it
is. I think that's right. It's on the table. Doesn't mean they'll capitalize, but it is a special season is on the table. And while it required like a couple of crazy plays for them to win, that the fumble recovery, I mean, you and I were texting each other, lots of people. Ryan was thinking about, should he let them score, right? And instead they get the fumble and they win. Yeah, it required that spectacular play, but Memphis ran for 290 yards against an SEC defense, you know, and that, the play of the offensive line, the play of Sutton Smith, at least the running ability of the quarterback, those things feel like they're things that they will be able to rely on throughout the season and not just against Arkansas. So that was the other part. Like, this was the first time we were going to be able to look at this team and say, well, what are they really, right? And so, no, this doesn't guarantee you're going to beat South Florida or going to beat Tulane, but you look at that team and the effort that they put out Saturday and you think, okay, if they can run the ball like that against Arkansas, they can probably run that ball like that against Tulane, you know? So there are things I think that can carry over.
Yeah. Why would South Florida not be a sellout? Why would Tulane not be a sellout? I mean, I know that, you know, you don't have the opposing fan base. And it felt like there were a lot of Arkansas fans there. I don't know how many there were.
Yeah, I would not predict either of those would be a sellout. Because for Arkansas, whatever. It was at a quarter Arkansas fans, right? So let's say there were 30,000 Memphis fans. They announced 39-something, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's say there were 30,000 Memphis fans. Are you going to get 39, probably not, but if you could get north of 30, you know, like it certainly beats the alternative. Imagine the alternative world where, you know, they're losing by 18 and they go on to lose by 18, right? What would we be saying today? I know you were saying that a loss wouldn't mean anything because everything would still be.
Well, I think it would mean something for that. I think it would mean for fan apathy. I think it would mean something.
Mean interest. It would have been. Yeah. Okay. We can't even beat a bad SEC team. You know. Screw it. And then they're playing a couple relatively inconsequential games now. I think interest would have ebbed. Instead, you had an incredibly emotional scene afterwards. I opened up the. Thanks to Brad's urging, by the way. Brad sent us an email telling us to take calls. And so being a good, you know, good employee that I am, we open up the phones and it's flooded immediately, like lights up immediately. And I don't think, you know, last week, if I had offered to take calls on Memphis football, would it have lit up immediately? I doubt it, right?
Right.
So I do think it does a lot to
Yeah, no doubt.
Interest.
It does. I mean, and listen, like for Memphis, I mean, you know, you've been here for, you know, 30 years, so you know it as well as anybody. But like for Memphis football, the barrier is pretty high, like to get people, you know,
bail pretty fast.
Yes,
right.
So to get people really going, you have to do things like that, you know, and then you have to keep winning and keep winning and keep winning. But I mean, if they're doing it, then I do expect the response. Like that Navy game, I always hold this up, but you know, of course, Ole Miss easy. Ole Miss, it's easy to sell out 60,000. But they had 50,000 for that Navy game 2 weeks later, you know?
Right.
I mean, they did.
Well, Navy, and that's because the same thing, because you beat Ole Miss, right? That creates a spark. And then you have Navy bring some people too, not to the level that Ole Miss does.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that they, I mean, it is amazing. I was, that they released the stat that the last, quote-unquote, sellout was the 2019 game against SMU. It is amazing to think about that. That was north of 60,000 fans, all Memphis fans, at the Liberty Bowl. And like, there, most of those people are still alive. You know what I mean? Like, you could get them back. Like, why couldn't they come back? You know what I mean? Like, there were 60,000 Memphis fans in Simmons Bank, wasn't Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium then, at the Liberty Bowl. And you would like to think, okay, all those people cared enough once to come to this game. You know, why can't we, you know, bring them back? Now, I don't expect them to all be back for South Florida or Tulane or whatever, but it would be nice if a lot of them could come back. And I do think that games like Saturday certainly go a long way towards you know, creating that momentum.
I did find it interesting that I just checked. I was just curious, like, okay, well, how has the market responded to this Memphis win? And I got to say, I was a little surprised to see that Memphis was technically third in the odds to win the American, according to Caesars, especially considering they get Tulane and South Florida in Memphis. They play both those teams in Memphis. Like, it feels like Memphis should be in that. I mean, if not, maybe even favored. I'm on it because you get those games. You get those games here. You don't play North Texas, and you play Navy here. Like, I think if you, you know, 4-1 feels off to me. It feels wrong.
Yeah, we just don't know. Like, what do you make of South Florida, right? They had, a couple of incredibly impressive wins, and then they get their ass handed to them by maybe the best team in the country, right? So how do you sort that out? Same thing with Tulane. Tulane has a couple of wins over really teams that are kind of Mississippi State level teams, right? And in the Power Four, and then they play Ole Miss and they get their ass handed to them. So, so what do you make of those two teams? My suspicion is I imagine Memphis is kind of a coin flip with those teams. Don't you think?
I mean, but they're at home though, so that's,
they're playing at home. So you would think they would be the favorite because, all right, if those teams are all basically, we don't really know how to sort them out, but if they're all, we think they're all at the same level, and Memphis is playing those teams at home, you would think, therefore, Memphis would be the betting favorite.
Yeah. Again, we'll see. Maybe there's something that I'm missing here, but Memphis doesn't lose games at home. They just don't. And so I think getting those here is just such a – I mean, this is the thing. It's like Memphis took advantage of the breaks that it got in the Arkansas game. The hold on the Arkansas receiver, the fumble there. And they're getting some breaks with the schedule that we talked about before the season even started. So you just got to take advantage, man. That's all you got to do. You just got to capitalize on the and look, Memphis had some things go against it. I'm not saying that it was just like this, oh, man, Memphis got lucky all day long. Obviously, you know, some things went against them too. But, that's the name of the game, man. Just take advantage of the breaks that you get. And
I think if you look at it, like, there's no question that the pass interference call, I can absolutely see why Arkansas fans are mad about that, right? But at the time – okay, fine. You had a bad call go against you. That's what you're thinking if you're an Arkansas fan. You're still up by 11, and you're an SEC team. And what happened in the second half? Memphis allowed 3 flipping points. That's it. And Memphis ran the ball 290 yards. Like, actually, the Mississippi State win felt flukier to me. You know, like that win with the Calvin Austin punt return. That one, if you look at the numbers, they weren't particularly even at the end of the game. This one, Memphis played every bit as well as Arkansas. And that key play, the fumble, that was just a great play by Bracey. Like, you can see it. He goes in there and he punches the ball out. It wasn't like, whoops, I dropped the ball. That was as much as anything a great play by Bracey. And it was also this, like, Ryan analyzed it correctly. He was like, well, should I let him score? And he's like, nah, I'm going to play the odds. Now, he was thinking if they got a kicker who had missed 2 against Ole Miss, maybe we can stop them and maybe they'll miss the kick. He wasn't necessarily thinking turnover, but he was thinking the odds are better if we keep just playing defense and take our chances. And then a defensive back who, by the way, didn't even start. Like, Bracey started earlier in the season. He didn't start. He comes in and he punches the ball loose. I mean, it was just it wasn't nothing lucky about it. It was just a really good defensive play. And so, there were some lucky things. There's no question. They also, They didn't hit on the onside kick. They didn't hit on the double pass. They had that one deep ball where the Arkansas defensive back made an unbelievable play on the ball. Like, how do you recover from that? To me, after some of those things go wrong against you, it would be easy to say, it's not our night. You know, we're trying all this stuff and none of it's working. I'm just impressed by the fact that they didn't mentally fold, because I think a lot of teams would have.
I could not agree more. And that's why I think, you know, the possibilities are truly endless for this Memphis team. Jeff, appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff Calkins joins us every Monday here on the show. Hey, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings because you get more choices. I think people deserve choices. And that's what you get every time at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They make custom designing your engagement ring risk-free. They make it easy. And you get the peace of mind with the meant-to-be guarantee, which means that if you buy your loose diamond and your custom-made engagement ring at RIJ, you got 365 days to bring it back. A lot can happen in 365 days, right? I hope it doesn't happen for you, but she could decide, you know, I don't want to move forward with this. And if that happens, you can just bring the ring back and move on with your life. That's what Howie's here for, man. He's here to help you. He is the absolute best. Two locations multiple locations around the Memphis area. It's bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, online at rijewelers.com.
And Sports Talk on 92.9, presented by our partners at Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone's back for the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.